From the WGXC Newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, September the 18th through Monday, September the 20th. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Sears reported for the Public News Service that the New York State Board of Regents has approved emergency regulations that will expand the right of teachers to appeal negative evaluations based on student test scores. Some teachers have seen their evaluations swing from highly effective one year to ineffective the next, ratings that can affect their career. Karen McGee, president of New York State United Teachers, said giving teachers the chance to challenge those ratings is an important step forward.
The right of the appeal at this point in time will afford teachers the opportunity to have a fresh set of eyes, look at their scores, and to actually give them the chance to have a voice.
The teachers' union still has objections to the state test scores being used in teacher evaluations at all. McGee said any number of variables contribute to how well students perform on standardized tests that are outside of the teacher's control.
Variables such as the makeup of the class, variables that impact learning, variables such as students who live in impoverished areas and don't have the resources and the support.
The union said it will continue to work with parents, educators, the Board of Regents, and lawmakers to develop an evaluation system that is fair and meaningful. The Daily Freeman reported that Wayne Steenberg, an 11-year member of the Greene County Legislature and its chairman until late last year, died on Thursday, September the 17th, at his Coxsackie home. Steenberg, 71, had battled cancer since 2013. In a statement released Friday afternoon, the Greene County Chamber of Commerce acknowledged the chairman's death, calling Steenberg, and I quote, a one-of-a-kind leader and a great champion for Greene County, end quote. He is survived by his wife, Deborah, 5 children and 6 grandchildren. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that Chatham trustee Adrian Morrell has resigned from the village board. The board is now accepting letters from residents interested in filling the seat until village elections are held in March, when Morrell's term ends. The board will review letters of interest and appoint a new member of the board. Morrell has a new job, which now keeps her away from the village several nights a week and unable to attend meetings. The board is also conducting a search for a new deputy clerk. The board will make an appointment to fill that position later this month. John Mason reported in the Register Star on the near final results of the September the 10th primaries held in Columbia County following the tabulation of absentee ballots last week. In Hudson's first ward, Michael O'Hara bested incumbent Alderman Nick Haddad for a spot, along with Rick Rector on the Democratic line in November. The Democratic primary in the city's fourth ward between Lawrence Carella and Rich Vallo remains undecided. In Kinderhook, Deborah Simonsmeyer and Timothy Ohms won the 2 independent party lines in the town board race. In the contest for the Greenport town supervisor, Ed Nabosny was the big winner. His name will appear on the Democratic, Independents, and Working Families line on the November ballot. Nabosny handily beat incumbent John Pereca in the Independents primary, as well as Tim Shook for the Working Families line. In the new Lebanon supervisors race, incumbent Michael Benson won the Republican line by defeating Colleen Teal. All results are still unofficial. Finally, Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail that the popular stone carving class sponsored each summer by the town of Hunter was forced to turn people away this year after funding for the program was reduced. The Hunter Stone Carving Seminar is supported solely by grants and equipment donations. It is free to attendees and typically lasts for 2 weeks. The primary funding for the workshop comes from the state funding granted every year through the Greene County Council of the Arts. As a result of statewide budget cuts to the arts this year, funding for the seminar was reduced by 25%. Despite the loss of an instructor, tools, and 1 full week of class itself, the program worked with 70 students and 197 visitors. Hunter Town Supervisor Darrell Legg said the town board values the seminar, but fiscally, the town does not have the means to make up for the lost state money. He's encouraging the program organizers to, and I quote, look farther afield for financial support, end quote. And now for today's weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 71 degrees. Monday night it will be partly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday it will be partly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Tuesday night partly cloudy with a low around 48. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Wednesday night mostly clear with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 6:42 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:54 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review. for today, Monday, the 21st day of September 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.